You know,
thank you.
You might wonder why Jerry's feeling spry as he is tonight, and I can take a little bit of credit for that myself, because I just hosted Jerry. He was the guest aspirant at our spiritual retreat center down in South Texas called Camp Howdy, and Jerry did real good on his survival test. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves. We were researching something we call oleotherapy, which has to do with olfactory sensory perceptions.
I thought it had something to do with butter.
Right, Flux. Yeah. And then we... Well, Jerry, he's a good seeker of spiritual support, because about the time that he started guessing that oleotherapy had to do with butter, there was a rumbling, a merciful rumbling in the underbrush, and out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre, with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, and lizard skin boots. Bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us, and he fell face down in the campfire. Sucked up all the flames. Spit out a live coal and blew out a smoke ring and looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy," we said. "We're vegetarians." "Oh, veggie what?" "Say, you boys, you need to climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We'll fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yoga trousers with the extra flaps, slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So then Flux and me, we walked out across the bean field with this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. Looked so pretty, we climbed aboard. He motioned Flux into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Well, as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed there was a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious?" "Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology." And I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. Told Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. He popped the little end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to old Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with the golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I spied me a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Olay. I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me with a strange kind of glance, full of confidence and love. And he said unto me, I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back and a miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards, airborne, flying upside down over the border just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind.
Best laid plans.
Unplugged.
Try again here. This is the Bill Monroe hat move.
That's pretty slick right there.